Representative Ray Pilon presented the House with a bill that would allow terminally ill patients to use experimental medications as treatment. Pilon says the measure would also cover liability concerns.
There's no liability for the doctors, their Medicaid certificates. Manufacturers of the drug are covered. They may charge for it or they may not.
The drugs must be identified in at least the first phase of FDA testing. And Pilon says Florida would be the 12th state to approve the measure. But things got tense when Representative Matt Gaetz attempted to amend the bill to add medical cannabis as an option for terminally ill patients.
If we're willing to say that things that have gone through the first phase of clinical trials are okay, why wouldn't we also say that a substance that has been legalized in at least 20 states in this country would also be available for this very small group of people?
Representative John Wood sponsored a bill at the start of session that sought to legalize certain kinds of medical cannabis for suffering patients. The measure was jointly filed with Representative Greg Stube, who said patients could use marijuana only if it was not smoked. But Wood says Gaetz's amendment is an overreach.
Don't you think an issue as important as this should really be run through the committee process to vet all the implications of what you're trying to achieve here?
Representative Katie Edwards says after fighting for medical cannabis legislation last session with no progress, it's hard to continue seeing the issue swept under the rug.
We have broken our promise and have delivered the most vulnerable patients nothing. We haven't even allowed bills to clarify some of the very serious issues raised by the Department of Health, administrative law judges, and patients. Not one committee hearing, not one bill moving forward, nothing.
The amendment was voted down after the bill's sponsor, Representative Pilon, spoke out against it. And although Gaetz withdrew the medical cannabis clause, marijuana legislation could still see the light before the end of session. A bill to reform the state's low THC cannabis law was temporarily postponed on the Senate floor. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Keita Browning.